Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin Kern from Graceland, and today we're doing a special edition with our guest podcast host, Big Jim from Elvis Radio, and our special guest, George Feltenstein from Warner Brothers. And George, we've got some of the big Elvis toys at Graceland in terms of artifacts, but you have a very special responsibility with Warner Brothers, and you kind of oversee the Elvis collection of movies. Is that right?
Well, I am involved in the marketing of our entire catalog, along with many of my other colleagues here. But I have a very special and deep affectionate tie to the Elvis films and the Elvis library. I've been working with I'm at Warner Brothers, but I'm working with what was the MGM library, because Warner Brothers bought Turner in 1996, and Turner had bought the MGM library in 1986. So all of Elvis's work at MGM became part of the Turner legacy. And then when we bought Turner, it became part of Warner Brothers' responsibility. And I've traveled with it from my start at MGM Home Video to working at Turner to being with Warner Brothers for the last 17 years. And it's been my great honor to be one of the gatekeepers of the priceless Elvis footage, both in terms of the films, the feature films he made that are part of our library, and the two concert documentaries, which all the fans know and love.
They sure do. And of course, one of those that we're talking about is That's the Way It Is. And you guys have a special new product coming out. And Big Jim, I know you're a big fan of this movie as well, because it contains some great Elvis performance footage. It's kind of like following the 68 comeback. This is Elvis in his prime in Las Vegas.
It truly was one of his best performances ever. That's the Way It is one of those moments in time. It's a real piece of history. So we appreciate you as fans. We appreciate you taking care of it, George.
Well, this has been a long labor of love, and now it shines anew. And it was, I guess, 14 years ago at Graceland when we premiered Elvis, That's the Way It Is special edition in a brand new 35 millimeter print of the new special edition of what we had created at that time. And what's happening in 2014 is that version has been remastered and is coming out on Blu-ray for the ultimate high-definition home experience that consumers can now own. This amazing film, with all the love and dedication that was put into the work back in 2000, now, in 2014, the presentation that one can have in their home, it's like having Elvis in your living room. The closest thing, I guess.
Cool. Yeah. And, of course, Elvis fans love extras, and of course, we're going to be able to feel like we're in the room with Elvis, seeing this in high definition on Blu-ray. What else can fans expect to see that they may not have seen before? Are there any extras? Is there bonus content or a special booklet?
Yes. The packaging will be extremely unique and special. And then also, when Elvis That's the Way It Is came out on DVD initially, I think 2001, it was the movie only, which in and of itself was a special event. But we were drawing from the many concerts he had done during that engagement at the International Hotel. And my role as one of the two executive producers of the special edition back in 2000 was being part of this team where we had to decide. We were creating a new film out of the old film. We were taking out interview footage with fans and things that were not relevant to Elvis directly, and giving the fans more of Elvis's onstage performances. And guiding us through this process was the man I consider one of the most acclaimed Elvis experts in the world, if not the most acclaimed, and that's Ernst Jorgensen.
Yeah, for sure.
And Ernst collaborated with us every step of the way. You want patch it up from this night. You want a little sister from this night. You know, he knew every performance from every
show,
and it was our job to find the footage that had been shot that hadn't been used before and put it all back together, and there was a big crew, and then we remixed the audio using one of the best engineers in Hollywood, and that print debuted at Graceland 2000 and then came to DVD. Now the Blu-ray has high definition, incredible new presentation, all new master. But we also have, with really impressive quality, additional songs that were not included in the special edition. They were on a prior DVD, but with really not very impressive quality, because that's the best that we had at the time, and it really was disappointing to fans. So we were unable to locate the actual master tape that had the outtakes that we intended to use in 2007. And finally now, that tape was located, and that is now on the Blu-ray.
Awesome. That's going to be great. A lot of fans are really
going to
enjoy that.
People will be able to see the, I think there are about 10 additional performances.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to look and sound much better than they did on the 2007 DVD, which was really a heartbreaker for us, because we always want to give the consumer the best that we can. And now we can do that, and it's very, very exciting. We are always looking for new ways to make Elvis fans happy.
Well, I think you're certainly going to do that with 10 songs they haven't really seen before. I think you're going to deliver, and perhaps over-deliver with this Blu-ray DVD.
Awesome. I hope so.
Well, we're speaking
the look and sound of perfect, and I didn't come up with that slogan. That's the Blu-ray Disc Association slogan, and I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to Blu-ray, because it spoiled me. I don't want to watch DVDs anymore. I want to watch Blu-ray.
We know how you feel.
Yep.
We've been speaking with George Feltenstein with Warner Brothers, a noted Elvis fan and keeper of the legacy with the Warner collection of Elvis movies from various movie studios, including MGM. George, That's the Way It Is coming out on DVD around Elvis Week on Blu-ray high definition. Before we go, tell us what one of your favorite Elvis performances is that you can find on That's the Way It Is.
I would say it's You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
It's a good one. Big Jim?
That, as a matter of fact, when we were working on the film and we were showing it to members of the family before we were completing the film, you could feel a hush in the room, because it was just a very emotional performance. It's a great song anyway, but his performance of that, he just tears the screen apart. And, you know, a lot of people, including myself, first way I saw Elvis, That's the Way It Is, was on a television screen and using a little 16-millimeter print. You know, didn't have I didn't get to see it in the theater. I was too young. So to see it on a big screen in the theater with members of the family and people from Elvis Presley Enterprises, our good friends there, it was every performance I was waiting to see what their reaction was. But for that one particularly, everybody was really emotionally overwhelmed.
The Senior Vice President of Warner Brothers Catalog Marketing, George Feltenstein, thank you so much for your time and all this fun new information about That's the Way It Is.
It's going to be
my pleasure.
Well, thank you, George. And until next time, we'll see you on the following Rubbernecking Podcast. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.